This week marked the 100th anniversary of George Orwell's birth. There's one phrase that seems to appear in most of the appreciations that have recently been written about Mr. Orwell. Clear-eyed. George Orwell was a socialist who was clear-eyed enough to see Joseph Stalin as a despot, not a hero of the workers' movement. He was a patriotic Englishman who saw British imperialism as clearly a contradiction of Britain's own values of liberty and justice. Mr. Orwell's eyes were perhaps never clearer than when he wrote Homage to Catalonia in 1938. He'd come to Spain as a journalist and grew so convinced that the spread of fascism should be stopped that he stayed to fight in the trenches during the Spanish Civil War with a group of Marxist soldiers. He distrusted their ideology but admired their courage and felt that courage was more pertinent in a foxhole than political sophistication. He was shot through the neck but recovered quickly to write the amazing line, "There are few things more satisfying than to be shot at without result." And when George Orwell returned to England, it was to write a book that called out to his comfortable country, feeling snug on the other side of the English Channel, that a storm was stirring that they could not evade. He came back from Spain through Paris. "Decayed and gloomy," wrote George Orwell. "Half the cafes I used to know were shut for lack of customers, and everyone was obsessed with the high cost of living and the fear of war. And then we came into England, southern England, probably the sleekest landscape in the world. It is difficult when you pass that way, especially when recovering from seasickness with the plush cushions of a boat train carriage under your bum, to believe that anything is really happening anywhere. Earthquakes in Japan, famines in China, revolutions in Mexico. Don't worry. The milk will be on the doorstep tomorrow morning. The New Statesman will come on Friday." The industrial towns were far away, a smudge of smoke and misery hidden by the curve of the earth's surface. Down here it was still the England I had known in my childhood. The railway cuttings smothered in wildflowers. The deep meadows where the great shining horses browse and meditate. The slow-moving streams bordered by willows. The green bosoms of the elms, the larkspurs in the cottage gardens. And then the huge, peaceful wilderness of outer London. The barges on the miry river, the familiar streets, the posters telling of cricket matches and royal weddings, the men in bowler hats, the pigeons in Trafalgar Square, the red buses, the blue policemen, all sleeping the deep, deep sleep of England, from which I sometimes fear that we shall never wake till we are jerked out of it by the roar of bombs. George Orwell, the last words of his 1938 book, Homage to Catalonia.